Hello, and welcome to the Acupuncturist Biz Hubs episode for today. My five tips for productivity in your clinic business. Now, we're all busy practitioners first and foremost. We're in it, we're doing all the things, we're wearing all of the hats. So how do we catch some time back in our day or our week or our month so that we don't feel like we're chasing our tail all the time? How do we feel a little bit more like we've got our finger on the pulse and we know what's happening? How do we create a bit more structure so that we can still be with our patients and being really present in clinic, but that when it comes to the business side of things and the running of the clinic, these tips are designed to try and create a bit more space and a little bit more clarity. So we're going to go through my five top tips today. My first tip is time blocks. If you haven't already heard of time blocks or used time blocks, then it basically means setting yourself a timer, setting the timer, and doing the work until the timer goes off. It's called the Pomodoro method. You can look it up. And it's a philosophy around work for a chunk of time, break for a chunk of time, work for a chunk of time, take another break. Because in this finite window, it gives you more of an agenda. It's a bit like, I've got 45 minutes to smash this out, and then we have a meeting. And so because there's a meeting coming up, you know you've got to get it done in the 45 minutes before the meeting. So there's that agenda, right? So why not set an agenda for yourself? Take the time block, set the time block. Maybe you've got one admin day a week or a month that you set aside, but it will all just blur in together and you won't be productive if you don't set these time blocks and the agenda of the things you want to get done. So be really clear with yourself here. Be really accountable about what you actually want to achieve with your time, because your time's important, right? And it's finite. The free time outside of consultation is finite. So let's make it matter. So you literally, I actually have a little block timer that you can set. It's a little cube, like a manual. I don't know. There's something about being manual, but you don't have to have a manual device. You can literally use the timer on your phone. But the thing with your phone is you need to be able to turn all of your notifications off so you are completely not disturbed. Or a timer on, if you're working from home, timer on the oven. Something like this. You don't even have to run the oven. Just put the timer on. Or set an alarm, a digital alarm somewhere else that's not connected to your phone or without all of the notifications, so that you can just focus on the work, right? Set the timer, open your laptop or make the creation, you know, do whatever the work is that you're trying to achieve until that timer goes off. And then if you are still absolutely nose deep in it and you're loving it, when that timer goes off, take your break, dust yourself off, get up out of the chair, make yourself a cup of tea or have a giant big glass of water to refill your brain, take a walk around the house or the office or wherever you might be, order another cuppa if you're working from a cafe, because some people need to remove themselves and work somewhere other than home. Take that short break and then set the timer again. Voila! It's literally the most amazing, effective use of your time when you're trying to figure out how to keep yourself in that boundary. So my second top tip for productivity in your business is to do the time sensitive or money making task first. All right. What needs to happen right now before anything else? Close all the tabs, reduce all of the distractions. Don't get distracted by the things you want to work on, although that's probably giving you a clue about what maybe you need to outsource. Conversation for another day. But if you are holding off on doing something because it's bigger than Ben-Hur, you will always leave that tab open in your website, on your laptop, and every other task that's super easy to do will get done first. But what if this is a money-making task that actually really commands your attention? Then leave all the little tasks, because the little tasks you know you can do with your eyes closed in 5 minutes. So leave them. If something's actually really big and it's time sensitive, then break it up into chunks. Just chip away a little bit, save where you are and come back to it. You don't have to have had it all worked out all in one go to make it matter. But try and focus on closing all the tabs and reducing all of the distractions of the smaller, easier tasks that are super simple to do. We're all guilty of it. and just focus on the thing that really is going to move the needle, really going to stimulate or encourage the growth of your business, or maybe it's the follow-up email. Maybe you just need to send that follow-up email to a patient or to your newsletter list. Haven't sent the newsletter yet. You know that the minute that that lands in your patient's inboxes, it's going to jerk a response, a reminder, trigger an encouraging mindset for your patients, or encourage a rebook or whatever it might be. If that's that time-sensitive thing, it's time to promote your service and remind your patients that you're there. Well, sure, that's a time-sensitive task. It might be your BAS. It doesn't matter if you love it, like it, loathe it, or hate it. We are all humans, and this is part of our business structure. It needs to be prioritized. Don't make it a chore. Break it up into manageable size chunks so that it's not a massive time sensitive, suck of your soul kind of thing. Money making tasks first. Maybe it's following up on invoices. Maybe it's doing the audit on your herbs to make sure that what you are going to place that order for, you don't just blanket order everything. Order what you need. Maybe that's the money making task, is to make sure that the herb supply is coming through. Maybe you live in Perth like me and it takes 6,000 hours for things to arrive because they come by camel, even when they're express. It's still an express camel. You've got to wait a week. So it can be about your money-making task, may be about ordering your herbs in time or your supplies in time to make sure that they get there. So prioritizing that so that everything else happens seamlessly around it. Time-sensitive stuff first and money-making tasks first, right? My third tip is to only check your emails a maximum of 3 times per day. First thing when you come into clinic, around lunchtime or early arvo, and then just before you close. Don't leave your email tabs open and just keep refreshing them. Check them periodically will mean that it's a quick refresh. You can scan for anything that's actionable and then close it. Because every time it stays open, you just keep going back to it. You just keep going back to it. I'll just see if there's any more. You're not allowing a boundary with your communication. Unless you are literally waiting for a reply, which I can completely sympathize with, have had many situations where I'm literally hanging on the edge waiting for someone to reply so we can take the next step forward with a decision or a plan. Well, sure, that's a reason to keep your inbox open. But otherwise, giving yourself this little communication boundary means that people can still hear from you. You're not leaving people hanging. You're absolutely going to reply to them if it's something that's important. But it's not a time suck either, because if it just stays open and you keep checking, then there's other things you could be doing in those couple of minutes or the downward scroll that happens because you get distracted by something that's not important today, right? So try and implement this on your work days at least. Morning when you first come in, whenever you take a break or your lunchtime or your pause early arvo, and again before you close up clinic, have another look. If there's nothing that needs to be actioned right now, park it for an admin day and use your precious time and energy for what you need to focus on in your clinic, in your business. Tip number 4. If you're waiting for 3 magical hours to get a giant task done, there is a very strong chance that you will never ever begin this task. 3 hours is like a rainbow unicorn. It only exists in our imagination. And for the average work day or non-consultation day, those three hours may absolutely be where you could get multiple tasks to happen. So my advice is to just start, like I was talking about prioritizing time-sensitive stuff. Just start. You don't have to get it all done today, but if you break it up, you can make it happen as you go and add to it as you go and get it done progressively. It's still going to be a win. Just because you can't complete it from start to finish in one effort, rarely is that the case on a big job. On a big job, it takes time, all right? Which leads me to my next point here. Carve out time. This whole notion of an admin day or finance Fridays or money Mondays or the CEO day that people take, I had no concept of this 10 years ago. It did not even occur to me that it was a thing. And then I started to meet people who ran business differently to me. And I realized that the only way that they can stay on top of their work is by carving out time, by allocating sections of every Monday or once a Friday or once a month or whatever that, non-consultation day is for you. Maybe it's a time block of 2 hours where you go to a cafe and you just do stuff that you can't get distracted with at home. Maybe it's your marketing or your social media plan. Maybe it's the getting the inbox to zero situation that just makes you feel good about life. Maybe it's writing and scheduling your e-news that goes out once a month, and you do, you know, that still needs to be written, right? Planning a collaboration project, doing your creative writing for your blog posts or the article that you've got for an upcoming, expose, whatever it might be, allowing time regularly within your month to do your BASINs, reconciliation, whatever it might be, like just providing a regular window that you carve out that is designated to that task means that task has a nice little pocket where it knows that that's going to happen, which means it's not hanging over your head. It doesn't get bigger than Ben-Hur. And that's really important because it's allowing you space for things to happen ad hoc when you need to. And then knowing, because you know that there is a window of time where that's already allocated, I'm going to get to that. I know I'm going to get to that because I've already got it written down in the diary. I've already got it carved out in the online calendar. I can't be booked there because I've got that window set aside. And it just changes the way that running your business happens. Maybe it's reconciling your accounts or following up on ordering or writing or, you know, scheduling plans, whatever it might be. These little carve outs of time make a massive difference to the way we run our clinic. And my last point for today, my fifth, time-saving productivity hack is planning. Planning can be across many areas of your life, but they're all interlinked by you. You're the common denominator here. Your clinic week, your month, the school term, an upcoming conference, the long weekends of the year, your cycle if you're a menstruating person in your life, seasonal events. Look at your appointment book right now with all of these things in mind and block out accordingly. Like literally open your calendar, open your clinic appointment book calendar right now. If you're a parent, look at the school terms straight away. Are you having a late start on the first day of school? If you aren't, and that's important to you, schedule it in now, mate. Take a 9:30 start or a 10 o'clock start so that you don't feel like you're running from the first day of school drop-off to school. Maybe it's the long weekend that you don't want to be backed up against because you know you and the family want to take a 4-day weekend instead of the 3 days. Then just be permission giving for yourself is what I'm trying to say. Is it your kids' special days? Do you not want to be working late on the kids' birthday? Then finish at 2:30 and pick them up from school. Finish at 4 and get them home so you can cook them the dinner that you want to. You know, you're self-employed for a reason. If you can't be available for the things that matter in your life, what is the point? The whole point is flexibility and striking the work-life balance and the clinic-life balance that makes you happy. You do you. And that happens because you cultivate it. And you cultivate it by setting it up so that it happens. All of your patients will work around it because they will book in wherever they can. So plan and look ahead. And look forward to those little pauses and feel satisfied with yourself because your clinic is working around your life and your life is working around your clinic, right? So trust me, looking at the quarter even is a really good way to start. Look at the final quarter of a year or the start of the year or whatever's coming up for you, wherever you are when you're listening to this episode. You know, count back and say, okay, I want to start promoting this thing here. I need to start scheduling my social media for that here, or I need to send that e-news for this here. Maybe you've got 3 full days in clinic, but you realize that you've got a mate's 40th the following weekend and you want to be able to attend that and drive home from down south. Do you hit the ground running the first day you get back? Well, it depends on how the energy is after you've just given a massive week in the clinic and then a massive weekend. Like, be real with yourself. Strike the balance that feels right to you. Plan, my friends. Planning gives you the best chance of success for striking that balance where you don't feel stretched. You feel like you get to give in your clinic and you get to give in your personal life, which gives you the best of both worlds. Like I said, if you're not self-employed for this balance, what's the point? Planning, my friends, it's a game changer. So I hope that this has given you some inspiration and gets you working more in your productivity zone. I hope that even though you know you're a busy person, that you're also important in all of this. And we do great, important work. So let's make it work for us by working smart in our businesses and making that space so that we can work well within our family life and our personal life too. Thanks for listening. As always, if you've loved this episode, I would love to hear from you. If you're loving the Acupuncturist Biz Hub, then please give us a follow and share to all of your friends. If you tag us on socials, we would absolutely love that your mates get to know about this podcast. Until next time, thanks for listening.